For $100,000 a month, Maggie came to the castle to apply for a nanny job, but the person she's working for is a mannequin. She laughed out loud in disbelief, but the rich couple was very serious. In their eyes, the doll was their child. An unintentional offense embarrassed Maggie. A man appeared to ease the situation. Matt was the delivery man for the villa. To help Maggie accept the truth, he came to the dolls and demonstrated. Maggie knew what he was doing. In order to keep her high-paying job, she mimicked the greeting to the mannequin.
It's so nice to meet you, Bronx. I hope that you and I can be friends.
The rich man was pleased with her behavior, and she successfully applied for the job. Next, the rich woman began to introduce her to jobs. Every morning at 7 a.m., she had to wake up the dolls, and then she reads a poem to the doll. If the doll was having a bad day, she had to play a piece of music to lighten the mood, and then she'd have dinner with the doll. She thought they just wanted to experience parenthood, but at night, she was surprised to see a bizarre scene. The rich couple kneeling by the bed, chanting. They were saying something she didn't understand. Seeing her eavesdropping outside the door, the tycoon closed the door. She was embarrassed and didn't know what to do. Soon after, the door was opened. Before going to bed, she told her story to her best friend. She said there was no internet or signal in the castle. Not even a single window could be opened. But she told her not to make a big deal out of it. Rich people always have strange hobbies. Besides, a salary of $100,000 a month. That's a lot of money. When she thought about it, she was right. After all, this doll is easier than a real child. The next morning, something strange happened again. She heard noises coming from the doll's room, so she came to the door in confusion. The room was in chaos.
You have to be a good boy. Because you promised us.
I apologize.
The rich man's presence almost scared her to death, but the tycoon didn't blame her for eavesdropping. He told her he was going on vacation with his wife, so she had to take care of everything in the house. The most important thing was to take care of their son. Then the tycoon took out two schedules. He wrote down all the things she had to do every day. The tycoon warned her she must follow the schedule, otherwise his son would be very disobedient. Before she could finish her sentence, the rich woman interrupted the rich man, and then she handed the doll to Maggie.
I'm so sorry.
After the rich man and his wife left, Maggie forgot what the tycoon told her.